Good morning, I'm John Weber, WHYY News. Like many music ensembles, the Pifaro Renaissance Band is launching its season this weekend with a digital streaming concert rather than performing live and in person. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the band that plays 17th century music had to think outside of its own box to perform during a pandemic.
For its first concert of the season, Pifaro, the Renaissance Band, is playing mostly the work of the 17th century composer Jacob van Eyck, who wrote reams of material for the early wooden flute, now known as the recorder, but he was also a carillonier, or a ringer of church bells.
He was blind from birth, and he had an extraordinary ear.
Robert Wimkin is the co-artistic director of Pifaro, and he says van Eyck was a pioneer in the manufacturing and performance of carillon bells. So Wimkin brought in the bells.
His contribution to the carillon world has been enormous, and yet it's not a world that everybody knows.
Pifaro pre-recorded this concert with the bells of the miraculous metal shrine in Germantown. Such a concert is only possible through the magic of film editing, because the band of Baroque instruments and the bells are tuned differently, so it's impossible to play simultaneously. Instead, the band and the bell ringer, Janet Tebble, are recorded separately, performing van Eyck's variations, and they are edited together later. Tebble said she can keep her playing true to the Renaissance period.
I could have made it modern and, quote, easier to listen to, but I wanted it to be a little more authentic and a little more what it might have sounded like 400 years ago.
The concert is available for ticket holders to stream anytime from now until Thursday. Otherwise, fans of the carillon can hear the bells live and in person on Tuesday, Election Day. That's when Tebble performs for people who come to the miraculous metal shrine to vote. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.